It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Joey LaRocque joining you once again here via IYFWrestling.com. It's the interface, and we've got one more time to talk about it, folks. Cold day in hell this Saturday, January 19th, in Boston Spa, New York, the first IYW event of 2013. Tickets available, of course, through the merchandise section of this website. Let's run up and down the card now of what we know is going to be taking place at this huge event in Boston Spa. We'll be seeing for the first time a triple threat elimination tag team match for the In Your Face Wrestling tag team titles. The new kids on the block, you might say, the undefeated team of Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket Team RPG are in this contest, as well as the former IYFW Tag Team Champions, Guillaume Desaad, and the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale, representatives of Blood Money, and of course, the most dominant tag team you'd have to say of 2012, Pure Dynamite, the current In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions. Also, you'll be seeing the IYFW New Breed Championship on the line as the new champion, Mr. Maple Leaf Ricky Williams, another representative of Blood Money, defends the title against the man he took it from back in November, Liam McFerrin. We're going to see a great technical matchup take place between two great athletes in the ring. Former IYFW Tag Team Champion Megastar Michael Monroe takes on a man returning to IYFW after a very long suspension, the Shaft Bobby Ocean. A match that's just been made official. We've heard a lot from these two tag teams, and it's going to be happening officially on January 19th. The reformed Savage Wolves will take on a tag team recently signed full-time as a tag team in IYFW. I'm talking about Sergeant Fury and the Force from the North, Vigo, Northern Fury. Those two teams will do battle at Cold Day in Hell. Speaking of tag teams, good Lord Willing has put a challenge out to Chip Stetson to find a tag team partner and face him and a partner of his choosing on January 19th. These two men faced each other back in November at Season 6 Endgame. That night, Chip Stetson got the victory. Good Lord Willing feels that he earned Chip Stetson's respect that night and even earned the respect of the audience, of the fans of IYFW. But the one person he says he didn't get the respect from is himself, and the way he thinks he can get it is by defeating Chip Stetson. That's why he's put this challenge out. There's no malice intent. He just wants to see if he can beat Chip Stetson so he can gain that self-respect January 19th, Cold Day in Hell. Other great talent we're going to be seeing at Cold Day in Hell, the Pillar Roman Dominguez will be there. Viper, the Ninja Warrior, will be in action. Itana, the Shabazz Tribe Warrior, 400 pounds worth, will be there. Of course, the Northern Stud will be there as well, and plenty others. And we should finally hear from the Dark Pony, JP Black, and get the answer to the question everyone is wondering. Why did he turn his back on Drake Evans back at Season 6 Endgame? Why did he turn his back on In Your Face Wrestling? What was the catalyst? Why did he do it? We'll hopefully find out this Saturday, because we know Drake Evans will be there, and he wants to know, damn sure, why JP Black did it. And of course, the main event that night is going to be for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship, but we don't know who'll be making the challenge. Will it be the mighty Franz Roddy? Will he invoke the right to fight contract and challenge Pierre Vachon that evening for the title? Or will a new challenger be picked from any of the other gentlemen I just mentioned? It could be anybody. Somebody that's already signed into a match, someone who's there as a standby. Anybody could get their opportunity from what I'm being told. And we'll find this out, apparently, by the new individual who'll be in charge of IYFW. We'll be introduced to this person at Cold Day in Hell. We already know Max Burton stepped down as the Minister of Wrestling Operations at the turn of the year, but I've heard that he worked diligently around the clock to make sure in those final days, whoever his successor would be, they would not have to go through all the political red tape, all the hoops that Max Burton seemed he had to jump through to get things done. He made sure that whoever takes over will have a lot more authority, a lot more power to get things done in Your Face Wrestling on a timely manner. This show is going to be incredible. Get your tickets right here at this website through the merchandise section. You do not want to miss the first In Your Face Wrestling event of 2013. And hey, don't forget about March 16th, M3Con, Memories, Moments of Mayhem, the convention and the event. We already know about Al Snow being there. We already know about Tommy Dreamer. And we'll be hearing more about that after Cold Day in Hell. I think that's all we can say about it, folks. Get your tickets right now. You do not want to miss out. Cold Day in Hell, January 19th, Boston Area Community Center, Boston Spa, New York. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.